The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm back again with Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. And we're going to dash something to pieces today. How do you say dash to pieces?
Elidere.
Just one word for free.
Yeah, certainly. Erem elidemus.
We're going to speak about a general who wasn't very successful. His name was Varus. I discovered something. There's a soldier's ballad called The Three Griefs of Lord Augustus. And it's a rough little ballad.
Where did you a ballad of, from where? A ballad of where? Of whom?
Which the
British
soldiers,
Germans where?
British.
Oh, okay.
And and it goes like this: Lord Augustus, each time bawling as he fetched his head a crack, Varus, Varus, General Varus, give me my three eagles back.
Yeah, very good.
So he was quite a popular character. Who was this general?
Well, not a popular character, but it was very, very important.
He was connected to disasters.
Well, no, he was connected to one disaster in history. He was the legate of the Roman army on the Rhine River. This is 9 AD, Christian era. And, of course, Augustus had a whole program of going from the Rhine River east to take over Germany, which, of course, you know the Romans never did. They never got into Germany, never took it, never.
But they crossed the Rhine, though.
Yeah, fine, for about 5 miles. And every time they tried to take Germany, they would just get beaten to death. Well, anyway, Varus was one of these guys.
He was a general.
Yeah, well, he was a legate, like a lieutenant. Oh, I don't care, I don't call him a general.
So let's get his name. His name was
Quintilius Varus.
Quintilius means fifth or one.
No, well, Quintilius is just a name. Quintus is fifth. Mm-hmm. Quintilius,
Varus doesn't mean anything special.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. So he's up in Germany with this army on the Rhine. And the idea is to go east. Well, he made a deal with some of these German princes who did not want the Romans coming in. And one of these guys was Arminius.
He had a Latin name.
Well, the fact is he was a Roman citizen and was in the army, but he was always a German, and so he was working to resist the Romans. We would call him today Herman, but his name was Arminius, and he made certain deals with Varus, which he didn't keep. And so on one particular march, a spring march, if I'm not mistaken, that's why he says three eagles.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Why
because he had three legions.
So each legion had an eagle as a standard?
Certainly. The 10th legion, the 5th legion, well, they didn't get that high.
Legion, what does legion mean?
Legiones. You know, Thai people, well, it depends how you want to take it.
Legiones means?
Yeah, legio is, of course, you know, 9,000-10,000 men together. Anyway, so he's going back home with three legions, and Arminius, Herman, kind of says, oh, there's a little trouble here on the other side of this forest. And poor Varus, he wasn't so sharp, takes the three legions into the forest to stop this problem on the other side. And of course, Arminius is waiting for him and cut the Roman legions to pieces. Could have been about 30,000 men. And that's why, so the three legions, or the three eagles, were lost in the year 9 AD at the hands of Arminius, but Varus, he committed suicide.
How do you say commit suicide?
Sibi mortem concivit.
In other words?
He brought death on himself. Because
Sibi
mortem.
Sibi means?
On himself.
Mortem, death.
Concivit, concisco. He turned death onto himself.
Mm-hmm. And eagles, how do you say eagles?
Well,
how do you say
aquile?
They lost three eagles.
Tres amiserunt aquilas. Mm-hmm. So what happened, of course, so that was the end of it. So when the news, that said your little ballad there, when the news got down to Rome, of course, Augustus just about lost his mind. And they set up on the Palatine Hill. He was running around the Palatine Hill just about pulling his hair out, Vare, redi mihi legiones. Varus, give me back my legions.
So Vare,
redde, R-E-D-D-E, redi mihi, to me, legiones.
Legiones, legions.
Yes, and so Augustus says, Varus, where are you? Give me back my legions. Of course, Varus was dead with suicide. The legions were wiped out. It was the worst disaster the Romans ever suffered.
How do you say under shock? Augustus was under shock.
Perturbabatur. He was being disturbed totally. Perturbabatur, maybe. I don't know. Oh, yeah, for a long time.
They say he forgot to shave.
Yeah, he just flipped out. It was as he was screaming around the house. Mm-hmm. Vare, give me back my legions.
Okay, well, how do you translate flipped out? You said that.
Okay. Exit de mente. He went out of his mind. Exit de mente. And that was the end of Augustus's German policy. And the Romans never got into Germany. Huh.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.